President, Congressman DeCamp.
Well, President, you didn't think I'd see you every other day.
How are you?
Only put it, President, right here too.
Yes, right.
I have the chamber, right?
I hear a lot.
Glad to have you here.
You know where they were.
Yes, how are you, Mr. Mayor? Good to see you again.
As a health and safety.
Right.
I'm here with the respectful Congress.
Right.
I know the
Battle of Our Society.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sure you, Senator, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good.
Blessing.
Right.
We've got, this is a distinguished group.
And,
But it is not.
That's right.
What would you, shall we set it up so we have a, we're gonna get the
Pre-invitation or something?
Yeah, well, it's a, yeah, invitation.
I guess only you would share, come on, you get on this stuff now. Come on, and, come on, sir.
Senator, over here, but
Congressman, there, how's that?
Good.
Good sound.
Sorry.
Get everybody in.
Right. It's a great group.
This will be talking.
We don't.
You know, I have a good friend, I think, you know, he's a good one, a person.
Oh, my goodness, yes, he's a great one. Oh, I've been in his place, you know.
He told me about Tim.
The big tent, the big party they had, the fundraising dinner, oh, gee, he's got one, and a wonderful family too.
Sure.
Wonderful family. How did you know him?
We took a caravan cruise together.
Oh, you got to know him.
Right.
There's nothing like it to know somebody on a cruise.
Mr. President, it is a great personal honor for me and the other members of this delegation to come before you, representing the 3 million people of Alabama, and in particular, the 750,000 living in the metropolitan area of Birmingham, the old American city. We convey to you their greetings and warmest regards. In another sense, we represent a body of great Americans who in the past has displayed unquestionable loyalty and dedication to this country during its most trying and difficult periods. As Commander-in-Chief of our nation's armed forces, you are very familiar with these men, the recipients of the Congressional Medal of Honor. On October the 25th, 1971, they will gather in Birmingham for their biennial meeting. Joining them will be veterans from all wars to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Veterans Day, which was founded in Birmingham. We are here today, Mr. President, to extend to you an invitation to come to our city during this significant occasion and to join us in honoring these great patriots. No gesture made on their behalf could be more appropriate. They're more enthusiastically received by them and all active servicemen than for their national leaders to personally speak to them on this occasion. This will also mark the third important moment for Alabamians, the beginning of the 100th anniversary of Birmingham, one of the youngest of America's great cities. We anticipate an attendance running into the thousands at this tri-fresh. Your participation will surely make this an all-American event for an all-American city. I wish that we could develop with us personal messages from each of the people we represent. Naturally, this was an impossibility. However, we have here a collection of documents of individuals among Alabama's most distinguished citizens, each extending an invitation to you to come to Alabama in October. We hope that in looking through these letters, you will interpret the thoughts expressed herein as being indicative of the feeling of all Alabamians that you will make the first decision.
Well, I thank you very much, and I want to say that I have been trying to work to see if it's truly Alabama.
It will be
into my schedule. I will think of it that there is some kind of the providence behind it, of course. They get nailed out of the bay, they sometimes are, but I'll put it this way, that I'm definitely planning and pushing people to make our favorites in the country, that part of the country.
You want something
to do with our country?
Well,
we do, it will probably be in, I would imagine, somewhere in there.
But it turns out for you, guys.
They were wonderful.
Bring it to you from Box Stop.
Oh!
That's your brotherhood of war. There's
his Jews. Oh, of course.
And he wrote that little note to you and asked to be remembered to you. And
nicer there, isn't he? He's a great citizen.
He is a great citizen.
That's all. Great example. I think he's going to be a, I think he's going to go on to coaching us. We make Marcos go to it. Because he's got leadership. Is he? My friend.
Yeah.
Well,
his friend.
Okay.